everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. This show airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow the Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Nancy, Lisa, and Betty Ann.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. We're airing live from Artist First. We have a great show for you tonight. We have our guest, Maria Cuccinella from the Hip Event. We have Jamie Hengrenes. How do you pronounce her name?
Hengrenes.
Yeah, okay. And Ashley Van Hort from Coco's Heart Dog Rescue. And singer Laura Cheadle. Grab a martini, slip into something comfortable, put on your fanciest high heels, and just sit, you know, back and relax and chat with us. Nancy, that was quite an interview with Jeff Ashton, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I could not believe it. You know, seriously, over 150 hours of our research, mm-hmm. covering the book and the trial. It was amazing to speak to him.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know what I liked about speaking with Jeff Ashton? For
what?
All of our listeners, you can hear that archive at your convenience. He's the prosecuting attorney for the Casey Anthony trial. Wrote a book called Imperfect Justice. Lisa, do you know what I loved?
What?
That he was so talkative, and he came right out with the answer. When we asked him, do you think Casey killed her daughter? He gave an answer.
Yeah. He was
loved
very
it.
Open. Yeah, I mean, there was no pulling things out of him. It was great.
Oh, so I hope he joins us another time to talk about something different. He was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Anyway, on a happier note, getting away from that poor little girl, the Huffington Post had a share 1,000 places to see before you die.
That was
interesting. Peru.
Can you believe it? I've never been there, but it looks gorgeous with the catacombs, and it was beautiful.
This was really cool.
That was the number one destination.
Place to see before you die.
Right.
What do you want to see before you die?
Well, I think I would like to see Italy. I've been invited to go to Jerusalem, but I'm a little concerned.
Who are you invited with?
Jeff Cavins.
Where?
When's he going? My teacher teaches there in Israel part-time. And
when's he going?
I don't know. I used to say that when my children turned 18, I would go. Well, that's happened.
And you're still not going?
Not yet, but I'll go. How about you? Where is the place you'd like to go?
Well, I want to get to the south of France. I mean, I've been to Europe a lot, so I would like to get to the south of France. But as of late, I want to go to India. I know that sounds crazy.
But you have friends there.
I probably won't eat anything. That'll be like my fat farm, because I won't eat a damn thing. I know I won't eat anything. I'll lose weight. But I have so many friends there now. I'm really curious to go, but I want to go to Kerala, which is in the south of India. And that's where I would like to go. I would like to see.
I think you should. Now, I think we should take Chit Chat Cafe Live to the south of France.
I'm in. Let's
yeah.
do it. Let's
That'd
do
be
it.
Fun. Sometime.
Anyway, I'd like to go anywhere. I just love to travel, so I would go anywhere. I'm not too fussy with
well,
that.
Well, I'm so proud of you. Well, Lisa and I go way back. We met when we were 18, so we've been friends forever. And tell them what you just did for the very first time.
Oh, I stayed in a hotel by myself.
Yeah, I was so proud.
I felt like a big girl.
I had to call you, remember?
Yeah.
You were eating dinner alone,
like
having salmon at the Sheik.
Been with somebody.
Yeah, you were having salmon at the Sheik restaurant.
Yep. And
I'm proud of you.
By myself. I wasn't even scared.
Well, Lisa is based in the Philadelphia area for our Chit Chat Cafe Live show, and I'm based in Minnesota, and we do this on the Internet, but she's never far from my heart.
Right. Anyway, well, let's introduce our first guest, because I think this is like a really cool business. I like the name of it, and it sounds like a really fun kind of business. We have Maria Cuccinello with us. She has a business called The Hip Event, which is playing special events and public relations and lifestyle marketing and all fun stuff. Welcome, Maria.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Are you the actual owner?
I am the owner, yes.
I love the name. I think it's so
trendy
and so fun, and it makes you want to book you.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, you know, we kind of create fun, so we wanted the name to be fun.
So tell us what exactly you do. Tell us about the business. It just sounds like a fun business, like a happy business.
Yeah, well, it's a public relations agency first, and what we do is we do strategic public relations campaigns, event campaigns, and social media campaigns for our clients. What we do is we bring the red carpet experience, the New York experience, and the Hollywood experience to any product, place, or thing in the area. We do restaurant launches, product launches. We do store openings, all kinds of really fun, high-profile events. We work with a lot of celebrity talent, such as, you know, a lot of reality celebrity talent in the area, and a lot of our clients are within that area. But, yeah, I mean, we do a ton of media around any event we're doing. So it's not only about the event or throwing a party, but it's about the exposure that it brings. So we work with a lot of charitable organizations. We tie in a lot of charities to our events. We just threw Teresa DeMarco's birthday party, and we, you know, gave a whole boatload of money to St. Jude's Children's Foundation, you know, for doing that. So the element, the charitable element is really always fun, too, to bring in and raise money for a great cause.
Now, what exactly is lifestyle marketing?
It's just basically my background is fashion, beauty, entertainment, and hospitality.
Oh, you're a girl with
your own heart. Yeah, and most of my training has been done with, you know, certain lifestyles or certain demographics. You know, I worked for Neiman Marcus for 5 years. I was the head of public relations for, you know, a store in New Jersey, doing all of their events, handling all their community relations, raising their profile within the community. So there was a certain way to market to that lifestyle. So we believe that based on that, you know, the philosophy that we learned there, that, you know, there's a certain way to promote events and things and tie in different businesses within the same target market. So the same type of person might, you know, have their hair done in a certain place and they go to a certain restaurant and they drive a certain car. Well, we try to combine all of those things to create excitement around an event. For example, we did the Bentley launch of the new Bentley GT that just came out last year. Well, we were like, where are we going to host this event? So we partnered with the private jet hangar in the area, and we brought in, you know, we actually hosted the event. We unveiled the car within the private jet hangar with all the private jets. So people that came were able to see the private jets. They were able to, you know, drink on like the best, you know, the hot vodka at that time. And we brought in the best caterer. And, you know, it was all like businesses that speak to the same target market. So we work within a lifestyle.
Oh, wow. Cool. Nancy, do you have any questions?
Oh, I just think it's amazing. And so do you work primarily in the New York area?
We actually work in New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia. We do a ton of business in Philadelphia. I know you girls have some Philadelphia background with the Eagles. I actually went to college in Philadelphia and got my start in PR in Philadelphia, you know, 15 years ago now, and, you know, really started working there at a time. I mean, I'm sure you girls remember Strawbridges. So, you know, I was the assistant to the director of special events and public relations for all of the Strawbridge stores. So we really, again, that's really when I started learning, you know, what this lifestyle portion meant. Like, we would do prom events, and we would tie in the radio, you know, we would tie in radio remotes, and we would do trend reports on the air. And, you know, it was really a great time to be in Philadelphia when, you know, Stephen Starr and Barry Gutin were starting to open up all their restaurants, and Old City was starting to become what it was. And, you know, it was really starting to become a city of, you know, destination. And it was just a really good time to be in PR. So, you know, we were doing a lot of these fabulous parties and product launches. And, you know, Armani was coming to town with his new fragrance. And it was just a cool time. So, you know, I got my start there. And then from there, you know, just continued to grow it and just figured out, you know, a way at the end, of the day, kind of doing it on my own, you know, with a team of people, of course, but created this, you know, this business.
Well, it's very exciting. Lisa just, you know, found you and it would tell me, I love the name, and so we're so thrilled. What about your work, for example, with the TLC's What Not to Wear?
Yeah, okay. So when I was at Neiman Marcus, that was, I guess I left I left there 5 years ago to start my own thing. Before that, right when What Not to Wear started filming, Stacey London and I forget the partner's name, but you know, they started filming that show, and they came to us, and you know, they were interested in bringing some of the subjects there, so we brought them into the store. You know, I worked very closely with Stacey at the time. I mean, this is before she was the Pantene girl and before she was, you know, on all these major campaigns, on the Today Show. Now she's a correspondent there. We're so proud of her. But, you know, this is before all of that. And, you know, she would come in and, you know, she would restyle somebody. I mean, what you see on What Not to Wear is what we would do, you know, we did in the store. We did, I think, 2 episodes there. And at my time there, you know, because of so much education in fashion and beauty and, you know, what the company instills in the person that they put in that position, you know, I was able to be a voice for the community, for the store on fashion and beauty. So we would do trend spots with Extra, and, you know, we did a lot of beauty fashion segments, that kind of thing. You know, the voice of the store, did a lot of fashion shows, fashion show production, all of that kind of good stuff.
Exciting. This sounds like a really fun and cool and happy business.
It is.
Have you ever had any, like, nightmare events that happen?
Of course. There's always the event where, you know, your caterer doesn't show up or he's late, or, you know, your you know, client is nowhere to be found, or, you know, you never know. There's always a mishap, you know, something that can go wrong. But at the end of the day, as long as you keep your cool and, you know, stay calm and carry on, as we like to say.
That's what we try to do with the radio show. We're live.
I know. And I just heard you guys talking about that Huffington Post article, which is awesome. You know, as I'm sure you ladies too do too. You know, you work hard, you got to play hard. So, I mean, I definitely agree. Get to as many of those places as possible.
Yeah.
Well,
my brother lives in the Middle East, so. We've been to Israel. I said my brother lives in the Middle East, so we've been to Israel, and we lived in India, so we went to India as well. You can kind of check out our pictures on Facebook if you go.
What does your brother do?
My brother was the head of public relations for the U.S. Embassy in Iraq for 6 years. He is the longest running press officer for the war effort in Iraq. So we're both in PR, which is so funny, but we're on like different ends of the spectrum. And now he runs a media training program in Pakistan.
Oh, Lisa, under his own. We should have him on our show.
I think you should. He's great.
So you went to India?
I went to India, yeah. We traveled for 2.5 weeks. It was the most rewarding experience I've ever had in my entire life. I was terrified when I was there. Not terrified, scared. I wasn't scared for my safety at all. It was just, you're so far out of your element that it makes you realize that what we do is just fun. So, which is a good thing. It kind of puts everything into perspective because,
right,
you know, they have nothing. And it was just a really great experience.
Well, wow. I love your website. It's
thank you.
And informative. Now, I was reading. I love
sure.
the fact that you say with a boutique size but big agency attitude. I love that.
Thank
also,
you.
Tell me, I have to confess, I'm a huge fan of Jerseylicious.
Yes. What do you want to know?
Work with them, the cast?
We do. I actually, Gail and Christy, before there was even a show, Gail and Christy were clients of ours. We actually opened the new location. It was just when Gail was doing the renovations. Like, when I first met with Gail, we were in the old space, you know, which was two doors down, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, working on the grand opening and relaunching the store. And, you know, we were going to do a, you know, big event when, you know, when the renovations were done. And, you know, we were hired to do the PR and rent and relaunch, you know, Gatsby. So Gail and Christy were, you know, clients of ours before there was ever a show. And, you know, then, you know, they were interviewing for the store, for the show. And I mean, you know, it was a meeting, you know, that Gail just went on, and they just loved her story. And from them being on the show, obviously, we got a lot of recognition for it. We don't work with the network as much. You know, we might help out with suggesting, like, where's a great place to get, like, you know, a burger, if they're looking for a burger joint on the show, like, or something like that. But we work with Gail and Christy, you know, they're very good friends of mine, you know, and from that, I, you know, like I said, we did Tracy became friendly. We work with Anthony. We're actually going to be doing a big Super Bowl party with Anthony in Philadelphia. So
yeah.
We'll keep you posted on that.
Tell them all that the Chit Chat Cafe Live girls love the show.
Awesome. Absolutely. We can, I should connect you to them. You should have them on.
That'd be really fun.
Sure, absolutely. Not a problem.
Who were you really starstruck meeting?
Who was I starstruck meeting? I would probably say back when I was an intern in Philadelphia, we did the world premiere of The Sixth Sense because, you know, they filmed it in Philadelphia.
Right.
And crazy as this sounds now, I was, you know, just out of college. I was still interning, so I was, might have still been in college. But Bruce Willis is obviously the star of that movie. But I think I was more starstruck because Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block was in that movie, and I was such a New Kids fan back in the day. Mm-hmm. But, Bruce Willis, too. I mean, that was, like, amazing to see him there.
Well. And so how large is your staff?
We're four.
Okay.
Four full-time, two part-time, and then we have about six interns that are in and out of our office every season. We take about six interns a season, all college students. We have a very strategic and important intern program within the agency, and everybody does it, you know, for school credit, and they're a part of the team, and, you know, we try to place them after, you know, after they're done with school or refer them, and, you know, it's a really great thing that we've always done ever since I've gone out. I mean, even when I was working in, you know, full-time positions, we always had interns. It was such an important part. I mean, I'm still so moved by the internships that I had when I was in college that I still take so much from that.
That's wonderful, and it's always a wonderful feeling to mentor.
I'm sorry?
It's always a wonderful feeling to mentor.
Oh, my God, absolutely. I can't
say
that enough. My mentor, you know, has an agency in Philadelphia, you know, and she, you know, she does, I've followed in her footsteps in so many ways. I look up to her still to this day, so.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, I'm going to send you, in a private email, my fabulous niece, Eva.
Oh, great.
She's looking for an internship for this summer.
Great. Where does she live?
Well, she's a student at Penn State, and she's majoring in PR work.
Oh, great. Send her my way.
Gorgeous.
I'd love to.
She looks like she belongs to the Kardashian girls.
Oh, well, you know, that's all. It sounds even better when you're in PR. But I do have and if she's in the Philadelphia area, I have a lot of friends, you know, within our business, my business. So, you know, if she can't make the trek up to New Jersey, I can definitely suggest some great places that might, you know, be great for her in Pennsylvania as well.
So how did you ever get your start? How did you think about doing this work?
How did I start? I was in college. I was at St. Joe's in Philadelphia for pharmaceutical marketing. I was like, all they were talking about was schlepping drugs and, you know, in and out of my car, and it just did not sound like anything I wanted to do or any type of, you know, the type of person that I was. So I actually started working in retail in, like, Suburban Square in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, and I hated it. And at the time, I came back to, over Christmas break, my sophomore year, and I started working in the Express store in, you know, in Short Hills Mall where, you know, I grew up. And yes, great, right? I started working there, and it's right when Express started to merge. Express and the Express company became part of the Limited Corporation, and they merged, and they were doing all these events and different things in the store, and I really got involved with my director of stores on that. And, you know, it just fueled something in me that I decided I wasn't going back to school for pharmaceutical marketing, that I wanted to reapply and go for fashion marketing and merchandising, and that's what I did. And I reapplied, and I went back to Philadelphia, and I went to Philadelphia Art Institute and graduated there and got my start right out of college. I became, you know, an intern for the director of public relations and special events for all of the Strawbridge stores, who at the time was Nicole Cashman, who owns an agency there now, who is still my mentor. That's what I was talking about earlier. And, you know, she was my boss, and I learned everything I possibly could. I mean, if she told me to count her paper clips, I would have. But I got so much experience from that job, and ever since then. So right out of school, I started doing PR and marketing, and in the retail arena, coupled with events. So it was really about, like, that full campaign, public relations, marketing, and, you know, event publicity. And that's really what we've modeled everything off of, like, from then on. And I went on to work for Hugo Boss, and then I went on to work for Neiman Marcus, and, you know, now I've gone out on my own, and, you know, who knows what's next.
Well, we are just so proud of you. It's so exciting.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and I'm so thrilled that you guys called. I mean, it's so great to talk to, you know, other women in different kinds of businesses, and this new media thing is so interesting. You know, this internet radio business is so, you know, is just exploding. So kudos to you guys for that.
Well, thank you. It's we've been on the air live for a year, and we're excited. At the end of December or the start of January, we will have our 200th guest.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes. And we do it all our own. We find the guests and do the research, and it's quite fun.
Sure. I mean, I'd be happy to send you some guests your way, too, if you're interested.
Absolutely. We would love that. But you know what we would really like? Lisa and I do get to New York City or Northern New Jersey from time to time. We would enjoy meeting you.
Oh, my God. I'd love to meet you as well.
It would be wonderful to have a tour and to see your place and to meet you, and it would be great.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you're out this way, please, you know, I can always come visit in the Philadelphia area. So, absolutely.
That would be wonderful. But most of all, what we'd really like is to have you join us again. If you have an event or something going on, contact us, let us know. We'll have you on for a few minutes to promote it.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we have Anthony that's going to be doing something in Philadelphia, Anthony Lombardi from Jerseylicious. So we're going to have that down in Philadelphia, so for Super Bowl. So that would be really cool, considering, you know, your guys' connections with that as well.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, just let us know, like, a couple weeks ahead of time, and we'll put him on the schedule. Even if he just comes on for a few minutes at the beginning of the show and just talks about, you know, the event.
Right. You got it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you guys on our email list so you'll know what events and things are coming up. So if it's something that sparks your interest, just let me know, because I can get you, you know, I can get you an interview with anybody that's on the event as well. And I'll just make sure that you're on our media list so you know what's coming down the pike.
Do you have our Chit Chat Cafe Live email?
Is that what I've been emailing
sure
you guys?
Do.
Is that what probably...
live@yahoo.com?
Yes, I know. I saw that. I just saw that.
We'll make sure you do. We'll set
we'll
you up.
We'll get in touch with you, for sure.
Well, most important, I think it's really special. You know, Anthony, everybody else, we're so thrilled to talk to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's so...
It's everything. We're so
thank you. Thank you so much. It's like I don't usually get to, you know, it's usually more about, less about me and more about, you know, making sure that my clients are front and foremost.
No, this is about you. And I have to tell you, Lisa and I talk every day because this is our business. And I can't tell you for how long now. That's what I've been hearing from Lisa. Oh, I just love that name, the hip event. Yes, she's been talking about it for a long time.
Oh, my goodness. I thank you. I really appreciate that.
Cute things. Cute and pretty and interesting things. And you got it all going on.
Oh, thank you.
So we will definitely be in touch.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I'm going to send you some things that I think are, I'm thinking you girls would love. And
okay,
with
great.
The holidays coming up, I have a few.
Perfect. Because we still have, you know, an opening or two in December. So cool. We'll make room
okay,
for
great.
Well, thank you so much. You have a good weekend and a nice holiday, but we'll be in touch for sure.
Thank you. You too. And if anybody's interested in, you know, finding us, they can just go to thehipevent.com or they can find us on Facebook. I know you guys have linked everything there.
Right, and we've linked you on our website.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. And, Maria, it was so wonderful to talk to you.
It was a pleasure. I'll talk to you ladies soon.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. How cute is she? Adorable.
Adorable. That was, I love her website. It was just, it's just fabulous.
Yeah, very much so. So cute.
Well, we're waiting. I'm wondering, is that Jamie Hegrinus?
This is. How are you doing?
Hi, Jamie.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're great.
Good.
Is Ashley with you?
Yeah, she'll be calling in just a minute. She's just pulling up all the information.
Good. Everyone on Chit Chat Cafe Live, we're so excited. We do charity work, and one of the things that Lisa and I have decided to sponsor and help is Coco's Heart Dog Rescue. We've had them on our show before. We're so excited to have them back again to talk about their events.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you again for having us.
Well, it's wonderful. And before Ashley comes, Jamie, we're very excited also about the work that you do. You're involved in a lot of other exciting work. I know you enjoy writing.
Yeah, I do a lot of writing with our website and some stuff for work and such like that. So, yes, it's a lot of fun. I also like to read and stuff, too.
Yes, and you have a wonderful dog that I've had the privilege to meet, Gabby.
Oh, yes, she's in here with me right now, sleeping on the bed.
Hi, is this Ashley?
It is.
Hi, Ashley. Nancy and Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy and Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry it took me so long. I was having trouble finding the access code.
Oh.
That's okay. So we love the picture that you shared with us for our website, and we have a link so that people can purchase the calendar.
Yeah,
wonderful.
That's our
little Rufio.
Tell us about him.
About Rufio?
Yes. Was he adopted
he was recently adopted by a great family. I hear he has living a great life now.
Good.
He was such a sweet puppy. I got a chance to meet him at one of the events some of our volunteers put on, and he was such a sweetie. He kept playing with Gabby, and he was just a really great, just sweet dog.
So right now you have a brand new calendar, and each month has a different picture of a dog or a puppy that's up for adoption?
Actually, the way we did the calendar this year is we had it for a bunch of dogs that have been adopted already, and they're already living with their families. And so each month we're having a different dog featured that was adopted, whether it's by themselves or with their new brothers and sister dogs in their families. And we're going to have a little bit of information below just to, you know, kind of let everybody know what these dogs are doing now, you know, how them by adopting through a rescue have, you know, saved the life of an animal. And it's just an absolutely beautiful calendar with, again, like always, all of the proceeds coming back to Coco's Heart to help rescue more animals.
Well, I just think it's wonderful. I'd love to follow you on Facebook because you have the cutest pictures of each dog. And then you name them. How do you think of all the different names?
We sometimes we keep the same names that they've had when they've been surrendered to the rescue or that other shelters have named them. But a lot of times, especially with the puppies, we let our foster families name them. A lot of them don't like when I name the puppies because I come up with some pretty ridiculous names. But we have a lot of fun with that. And we just had, we rescued a dog from a shelter where she was going to be euthanized because she was heartworm positive. And she delivered a couple weeks ago to some beautiful puppies that actually were just named tonight by their foster mom.
I saw that when you had her up there, everybody was commenting, hoping she'd be okay.
Oh, that I think you're thinking of Claire, maybe?
I can't remember her name.
Sure. Hope is the one that delivered a couple weeks ago, and we just named her puppies tonight. But we've had a couple dogs come to rescue that have been expecting. I happen to have a very soft spot, and one of our foster families who runs Coralito's Kennels has a very soft spot for pregnant dogs that are on the euthanasia list because there's just something about a pregnant mom where it would be a shame to euthanize her and her babies.
Oh God, it's just so sad.
Yeah, it seems like a complete injustice to an entire family. But we've taken in a couple, and we've had some great volunteers all across the cities and in other states that help us rescue them and transport them and take care of them until we can secure forever families.
Oh, well, we're so proud of the work you do. Right now, how many do you have that are looking for forever families?
Right now, listed as adoptable, I think we have somewhere around 40, but we have a couple in rescue that are not quite ready for adoption yet, whether they be too young or they're not quite healthy enough. But in rescue, I think we probably have somewhere around 50 to 60 right now.
And what about cats? Do you ever have cats or is it all dogs?
No, we have cats quite often. Our network of people is mainly for dogs, but we're lucky enough to have some cat fosters and volunteers as well. We have three kittens in rescue. Excuse me, that's Timmy trying to put his two cents in.
Oh, no, we're dog-friendly at the cafe.
Good. But, yeah, we have three kittens and two adult cats. One just actually went to his forever home this week with one of our coordinator's fathers adopted that kitty off of the Lake Traverse Reservation.
Oh, and so what's the process? Do people call you? Is there a hotline, or how do people call you if they have a dog that needs a forever home?
How it usually works for anybody that's interested in surrendering a pet or is looking to make an addition to their family with a pet, you can definitely call. My cell phone number is the business line, but my voicemail asks that everybody send me an email because I'm much more efficient responding by email. It's usually more quick, and I can fit it in at random times where conversations often lead on for a little bit longer than I can usually make less phone calls. So emails work best, and if you're interested in adoption, on the website there's an application that you can email to me along with two references we always check, and then we do a meet and greet at the potential adopter's home, and if all goes well, we confirm an adoption.
How can people make donations?
We do have a link on our website to PayPal, and donations are greatly appreciated and very much needed. We, in the last week, have spent somewhere around $3,000 in unexpected vet bills or emergency vet bills, so bills that are not used routinely, like for vaccines or spays and neuters. We had two emergency C-sections, and we've had some of our dogs get into trouble and ate some things they shouldn't have, and so donations are greatly, greatly appreciated, and really the only way other than adoption fees that we're able to fund our mission.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How many animals have you kept personally?
Timmy in the background is, he was our 100th adoption, and I adopted him, and he's a chatterbox, and he is a lab that I adopted that came up from Iowa, and... Jess and Brian, our support coordinators, adopted a cute little man that came off of the Lake Traverse Reservation. And Jody, one of our board members, adopted a dog off of the reservation. Daria, one of our coordinators, her family adopted a dog and a cat. So we've all kind of found a way to fall in love unexpectedly, but they come into our lives for a reason, and we're happy that we were able to help them, and they're now in our lives to make it much brighter.
Now, let's talk about your events coming up for 2012.
Well, we've got
I'll
some really
handle that.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about a little bit now is we have our calendar, which, again, all the photos that were taken by, it was actually Ashley's wedding photographer. Ashley was married just in early September now. But her wedding photographer did these amazing pictures of all of the dogs that that were adopted, including Ashley's dog, Timmy, and then Jess and Brian's dog, Ping, and then Jody's dog, Moose. They're all going to be in the calendar. And then if you order those by December 13, you'll for sure get those by Christmas. And they're $20. That includes shipping, and will make great gifts for the holidays. We have one of our really dedicated volunteers. His name is Tony. He became involved with the rescue not too long ago, but he, kind of a fun fact is he's an Iraqi war veteran that's still serving and really passionate about the rescue, and he's organizing a rescue ride on May 20th of 2012. So it's going to start in Stillwater, Minnesota, and they'll ride along the St. Croix River Valley into the hills of Wisconsin. It's going to end at the Stillwater Elks Lodge for dinner and a raffle. So that should be a really fun and reaching out to a very different group of people than usually get involved in these events.
Now, when you say ride, you mean motorcycle?
Yep, a motorcycle ride. And if anyone's interested in participating in that one at all, we definitely need donations for the raffle. So if anyone has any great donations that we could put up for raffle with, again, all the proceeds coming back to help rescue more animals, just go to our website and under Contact Us, they can email me and my information is there. And then I think last time, right when we were talking to you, it was right before our first annual 5K.
Yeah.
And we've already started planning our second one. Last year we had an incredible turnout. About 300 people came out to the race with their dogs, raised thousands of dollars, and it was just an incredible time. And so we're planning that again for, hoping to have it the last Saturday in July again, just like last year. And so that'll be coming up in 2012 as well.
Well, that is wonderful. We are so proud of the work you do. We have the cute puppy link on our website for people to click, and that takes them directly to purchase the calendar.
Perfect. That's great. Well, thank
you know,
for
we'll
putting that
up another
there.
Link so that people can find Coco's Heart Dog Rescue easily so they can make mm-hmm. donations and find out about your events.
That's great. And then another, you know, it's a great way to give gifts this holidays. You can sponsor a dog or, you know, purchase a calendar or, you know, sponsor dogs at even other rescues that are local to you, because we always need money to help continue rescuing animals.
And, you know, that's the wonderful thing. If you can't have a puppy or dog of your own, maybe allergies or you're living in an apartment, you can sponsor a dog.
Exactly.
Well, that's wonderful. Any other events or anything else that you could share with our listeners?
Well, those are the big ones. Ashley, do we have any adoption events coming up?
I think she's helping Timmy.
Oh. Well, we tend to have adoption events at Angels Pet World in River Falls, and you can find all the information for those on our website or on the Angels Pet World website. They have one in River Falls and in Hudson.
Now, how many people are involved with Coco's Heart Dog Rescue?
Actually, it's an incredible amount of people, because every single thing we do is through volunteers. So of all the dogs and cats that are in rescue, they are in foster homes that have, you know, opened their homes to dogs to help, you know, socialize them and care for them and, you know, kind of help them until they find their forever homes. We've had a huge handful of people that have volunteered at events, including the adoption events, you know, the 5K last year, any of our other, like, spaghetti dinners and stuff. And then we have a lot of people that help to run the operation where, you know, Ashley leads a lot of that. And then we have our foster coordinator, Daria, and our support coordinators, Brian and Jess. And we have a really great resource with Coralito's Kennels. Her name's Carla. And she's also been just, you know, a huge part of the rescue and getting us to where we are today.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we are very excited and supportive of Coco's Heart Dog Rescue, and we thank you very much, Jamie and Ashley, for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you again for having us on. We really appreciate it, and we had a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, well, we want to have you on to help you promote your next event. So keep us in mind, and hugs to all the dogs.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with Laura Cheadle.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Welcome back, everyone. We are so thrilled to have singer Laura Cheadle with us tonight. She's going to talk to us about her upcoming holiday show. How are you, Laura?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You know, before we start talking about that, we've had so many of our listeners that would like to know, who have you opened for? Hall & Oates. Is that correct?
I opened for John Oates of Hall & Oates recently.
Okay.
I opened for Average White Band recently. The Jonas Brothers, Garland Jeffries, Constantine Morales of American Idol fame.
Wow.
Spin Doctors, Sister Hazel, Ryan Cabrera, Terrence Simeon, a lot of people. It's always fun.
Take, for example, the Jonas Brothers. Where was that?
That was in Philadelphia. That's when they were, you know, really starting to get popular. And I got a call, and I played acoustically and opened for them, and it was really so much fun. Their father loved me. We had a great time. Me and their father were hanging out. It was fun. Little girls loved me, and it was, you know, they were really nice guys.
That's exciting. And what about the Average White Band? How did you meet them, and how did you get that job?
That was really cool. That just happened October 22nd, I got a call from Sellersville Theater, which is a beautiful theater in Pennsylvania, because I had opened for Garland Jeffries in June, and they gave me a call because my music's very funky, and it goes with, you know, their act, and I opened for them, and I think that was probably the most response I ever got from an audience. Their audience really took to me and my family band, and it was a lot of fun.
Tell us about, do you have any Christmas CDs coming out or anything? Anything holiday-ish?
Yes, I released a Christmas album. It is now available on lauracheadle.com. It's got a lot of holiday favorites and two original songs. And my favorite track is my version of Santa Baby because that's been my favorite Christmas song ever since I can remember.
You want to sing some a cappella for us right now?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Beat it off, good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. I love that song.
Wow, got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
And we've been playing your music and have been enjoying listening to That Santa Baby. That was a really fun song.
Thank you.
So
I love
how often do you write new songs? Do you write a new song every few weeks, or how often would you say?
You know, it depends. Sometimes I'll wake up with a song, lyrics in my head, or I'll just be playing it. It's actually, we're actually recording another album right now, and I just recently released an album. I just can't stop the creativity, but it's, you know, it'll just hit me out of nowhere. I'll be driving, or it just, you know, there's no set way of writing. It just happens.
So of all the people that you opened for, who did you enjoy the most?
I really enjoyed opening for, let's see, Average White Band was a great time recently, and I would say them. That was a really, really great time. I had my whole band. It was just so much fun. Everybody was so nice.
Well, that's really exciting. Now, you're from Pittman, or where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Pittman, New Jersey, and when I was 16, I moved to Swedesboro, New Jersey, which you know.
That's my
hometown. Yeah, but now I'm still in Jersey. I'm in Princeton, a little bit more north, but I'm still a South Jersey girl at heart.
That's nice. Yeah, Lisa and I both are from South Jersey.
Yeah, born and raised.
Well, we
have
Mike.
I am right in Washington Township, right next to Pittman.
Oh, I pretty much grew up in Washington Township, you know, driving there and going everywhere.
Well, we have Mike Murphy to thank. He's a good fan. I think he'd go crazy for an autographed CD. I'll have to send you his email or something.
Yes, he lives in Swedesboro, right?
Yeah, he's the one who introduced us to you, and I think he would just be so excited to receive one of your CDs.
Absolutely.
That would be great. All right, so what is the name of your latest CD that you released? Is it Living On, Lara Cheetah Living On?
Yeah, that's a brand new live album. It's a collection of recent performances in the Philadelphia area, New York City area, and it focuses on, you know, all of our live banter with my family band and the audience, and it's a lot of live tracks, and it's really a lot of fun. You get to know me and my family band.
And you can actually listen to some of the songs. We have a link on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website to your website so people can listen to the songs as well as buy the CDs right off of your website.
Yes. Yep. Right.
So we were excited to read that you were voted the best female artist of 2010 on the major radio station.
Yeah, and I actually...
Seven?
Yep, and the year before I won as well. I feel honored to be voted 2 years in a row, and it's a really, really big honor.
That's great. What was it like performing at Drexel University?
That was fun. I performed there in May, and then I just performed there recently, about 2 weeks ago. And you know, the students are so much fun, and you know, they really took to me and my family band, and you know, it's so much fun. I spent the day there. I did a meet and greet for Chevy, and it was a really great time. I love Drexel University.
So, out of all the songs that you've written, what is a favorite?
I would say my song, Hey There Devil, because it's just a song that I was trying to write for 5 years. It's about someone that you're with and you know they're not right for you, and they just keep coming back. And it finally came together when I co-wrote it with my father and my friend Nora, actually. And that really came out exactly how we wanted it.
Well, that's really great. And you play the guitar.
Yes, I play the guitar. And I actually, my last show in October, I showed off my drum skills as well. I do play drums. So some shows I'll jump on the drums too, but I play guitar, basically.
Now, who would you like to work with? If you had your choice to open with anybody, who would it be?
Well, I keep saying this, Tower of Power. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're pretty much the best funk band, in my opinion. And it's funny because Average White Band opens for them at a lot of places, so I feel like I'm getting closer to Tower Power. I love Tower Power.
And you've heard them in concert before?
Yeah, I go every single year. I go to their concerts. They usually play at the Keswick Theater in Pennsylvania, and I'm there every single year. And everybody in the audience dances the entire time. No one sits down. So it's a really great time.
Okay.
I love it.
So tell us about your holiday concerts. We'd like to promote them for you.
Yes. Coming up, very big, big, big show at the Tin Angel in Philadelphia. It's a beautiful venue. Coming up Friday, December 9th. You can get tickets at tinangel.com, and that's going to be a really great show. It's a beautiful venue, and we're going to be doing a collection of Christmas songs, holiday songs, and my original songs. And we have the whole night to ourselves. So come on out. It's 10:30 p.m. Friday, December 9th.
And again, we have your link on our website so people can find you and the dates. We've enjoyed tweeting with you, and thank you very much for posting everything on your Facebook and your website.
No problem. You have a great show. I'm very happy to be on it.
Go on anytime. Anytime you have anything to promote, you're welcome to, you know, come on and tell, you know, tell our listeners where you're going to be or what you're going to be doing.
Sure. I would say if you want to get in the holiday spirit, pick up a copy of my Christmas album. You can order it at lauracheadle.com. It has a lot of great stuff on that. I would love to get in the holiday spirit. And like I said, come on, Tin Angel, Friday, December 9th. I'll also be in New York City, January 21st. And I'm currently booking a spring tour where I'll be touring many, many places in the United States. So stay tuned. Check me out at lauracheadle.com.
Well, that's wonderful. Laura, this has been wonderful. We're going to play your music, and we'll keep you up on our website so everyone can click on that and find your information and maybe go to hear you play.
Great. That'd be wonderful.
Well, it's been our pleasure, Laura. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's sweet. Very sweet.
It's amazing for such a young person to have all this talent.
I know, and that she's from like a little town in Jersey. That's what's so funny, you know?
Yes, it's amazing. So wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we're going to end our show soon, and we're going to play one of her songs.
Great.
So, Lisa, this has been a wonderful 2 hours, and it's just been great fun talking to all these talented people.
Yeah, very much so. A lot of cool people out there.
Yep. We would really like to thank our sponsors tonight, Laura Geller Makeup and St. Croix Orthopedics and Intimacy Brows. We're thanking Corey King. You can listen to The Corey King Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Artist First.
We'd like to thank our guests, Maria Cuccinella from The Hip Event, and Jamie and Ashley from Coco's Dart Heart Dog Rescue, and Laura Cheadle, of course, the singer that we just had on, the lovely lady that was just here. And you can enjoy our archives. Just go to our website, scroll down, and click on the date of the past show that you would like to listen to. I'm going to leave you with a fun quote. A real woman avoids drama. She knows her time is precious, and she is not wasting it on unimportant people or things. So keep those wise words in mind. And Nancy, you have a good night, and we'll be seeing everybody next week. Bye.
Good night. Listen to Laura Cheadle's music.
One little thing.
Enjoy.
I really need the deed to a platinum mine. Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line. And trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. Oh, I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. to mention one little thing, a ring. And I don't mean on the phone, saying it's babe.